Hey, it's Monday night, and it's time for VoiceOver Body Shop, and we've got a great guest tonight. Matt Dubois is an entrepreneur and IT guy, and he is doing something big time for us voiceover guys, and we're going to talk to him about that in just a little while. Plus, we got some tech stuff tonight.
Well, a little bit of Cyber Monday deals you might want to grab in the next, 2 hours?
Yeah,
or... You don't have a lot of time left.
All right, and we'll talk a little bit about mic technique. All coming up on VoiceOver Body Shop, starting now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan signature products, Source Elements, makers of Source Connect, Source Connect Pro, and Source Connect Now, VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to become a successful voice artist, VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success. The VO Dojo. Take your voiceover career all the way. J. Michael Collins Demos, when quality matters. And by VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voice actor website shouldn't be a pain in the butt.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening, depending on where you are. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. All right. Well, welcome once again. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I certainly did. It was made, I smoked my own turkey. And it was like, yeah, no, did it on my Kamado grill, and it's, we still have some left, so it's in the freezer. We'll get to use it then. How did you, what's that? How many pounds? Well, I gained about 5 myself.
No, the turkey.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. There was enough turkey to last like an extra 4 days, and there's still some left. So it was probably a good 40-pound turkey. Who knows?
No, it was like a 20-pound,
an 18-pound turkey. Okay, but there was a lot of meat on it. How did you spend your Thanksgiving?
Well, we had a lovely Thanksgiving out here in Boulder, Colorado, where it's been mild to warm. Today was in the 70s. It was beautiful, and we had a nice little meal here, and we went vegetarian this year. Partly because of me. Okay, completely because of
Well, you are a vegetarian.
Nobody else wanted to have a vegetarian meal, but it was everybody played along. It was really nice. Maxine cooked a meal for all of us here. It was great. We had field roast. And
field roast.
Field roast.
Instead of turkey, field roast. It's called a celebration roast. Anybody who's a vegetarian or vegan, I recommend you give it a shot. It's pretty good stuff. But it was great, and I ate the last of the leftovers today. So good to the last day.
That's great. Well, we had great cranberry sauce and great turkey and great company, and that's what pie. Thanksgiving is all about. Yes, and lots of pie.
Oh, yes. I ate the last piece of pie today, too.
Yeah, I think we got the last one yesterday. Anyway, let's stop talking about that because I'm still full from that. We talk about voiceover on this show, and we've got Matt Dubois as our guest tonight. Matt's in Irvine, California, and he's an IT guy who's creating a new casting site that's going to be very, very different. So we're going to be very interested to talk to him about that and some of the other entrepreneurial stuff he does. He's got a great story, and we'll be talking about mic technique, and we're going to talk about You said we're going to talk about all those Cyber Monday specials.
Yeah, just a couple.
Okay, cool.
That I thought looked pretty kind of cool.
All right. Well, in that case, it's now time for...
News. The latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news. Brought to you live.
All right, the voiceover news. LinkedIn. Are you using LinkedIn yet to find your voiceover clients? Well, voiceover pro Tracy Lindley has mastered the system and says that approximately 60% of her new clients, 60% and 35% of total annual revenue now comes from contacts she's made on LinkedIn. And now in part one of a series on Voiceover Extra, Tracy begins sharing the secrets she's learned to attracting voiceover clients and income through this powerful social media business platform. Here are some highlights. Secret number one, put your best face forward. Folks, LinkedIn is for business, so the profile you create there needs to be a professional, informative, and accurate that is representative of who you are. That means selfies won't cut it. Neither is a boring list of your previous positions. Tracy says, speaking as one who made those mistakes, save yourself the trouble and do it right the first time. That's good advice for anything. So in keeping things professional, don't post photos that are what we might call moments of your life, like family pictures, hobbies, and so on. LinkedIn reports that a high-quality professional picture gets 14 times the views. Hire a photographer to take a bunch. Tracy did that, and she uses photos from that shoot in a video showcasing her VO demos. And when she posted it on her YouTube channel as well, as in her LinkedIn profile. Now you get the picture of how all these things can link up. Next secret, keep your info informative. Write a little something to tell prospects who you are, what you do, and what you have to offer in the way of experience and qualifications. Whether your writing style is formal or conversational, do what fits with you and your voiceovers. P.S. Also keep it short and never, never lie about anything. Ethics matter to professionals. There's lots more to learn in parts one, part two, and part three, which continue this week on VoiceOver Extra. Catch this and thousands of additional helpful voiceover articles now at voiceoverextra.com, your daily resource for voice over success. And, you know, Tracy's great at this. I've seen her whole presentation on this at FAFCON, how to use LinkedIn, how to communicate with people on LinkedIn and sending letters. And, you know, she's got some templates that are easy to customize to you. And, you know, I've tried it and, you know, I actually grabbed a few clients too. So it actually does work. It's a great professional site. You're on LinkedIn, aren't you?
I am, and I kind of reinvigorated my LinkedIn account. Well, kind of. I really reinvigorated the account when I started my new company back in August. And I've been adding new contacts left and right. I think I went from maybe 200 or 300 to over 1,200 in about 2 months. So, yeah, it's a good place to connect with a lot of people. And I've been promoting my Cyber Monday deal there, and people are responding. So, yeah, it's a good place to be seen. It's definitely the professional network for marketing and networking.
Yeah. So make sure you read that article and get all of her. She's got a course, too, which she teaches, which I'm sort of auditing right now to see how good it is, make suggestions on how to make it better and stuff. But she's very enthusiastic. So check that out. So what's up in tech this week, especially today for the next couple hours?
It's going to be the most evergreen content because this is only going to be valid till probably the end of tonight. But I did see a couple of compelling Cyber Monday deals out there. One of those is SoundForge Audio Studio 12, which, you know, SoundForge isn't one of my daily drivers, but I've known about it for a long time. Audio Studio was always the beginner software from them. It was pretty stripped down and lacked a few important features, but this new version, it looks pretty cool because it has a new trick up its sleeve, and that is non-destructive editing. And most audio editors, I'm not talking about Pro Tools or Reaper, multi-track softwares, but editors like Twisted Wave and SoundForge and
stuff like that aren't designed for non-destructive editing, but this one can do it. And it also includes Isotope RX Elements and Ozone from Isotope Elements all bundled in there, and it's $39. So, wow. I mean, that's a crazy deal. So I would say if you're a Windows user, if you're on Audacity and you're looking for the next step up, I would say this one is a no-brainer. Yeah. If you're on Audition, I don't know. You may not need these tools because Audition really does everything that we're talking about in this package. But for $39, for people that don't want to have a subscription to Adobe Cloud, this could be a pretty killer app. So I would check that one out over at Magix, the company that makes SoundForge.
Wow, they're still Magix is still in business doing that stuff? Remember, they used to have Audio Cleaner.
That's right. Well, Magix ended up buying SoundForge from Sony about a year or so ago, I think. And then if for folks that are always needing to de-breath, they are doing long-form narration, audiobooks. I know you're not supposed to de-breath, but people still do. Or e-learning, things where breaths need to be reduced automatically. Waves de-breath plugin, which has been around for a long time, is half price. It's $49. That's a pretty sweet deal. And if you don't want to use SoundForge, but you do want to have those cool Isotope, Ozone, and RX6 Elements plugins real cheap, $29 each from Isotope right now for those. Those are normally $129 each. So sweet deal from Isotope. If you don't know what Ozone is, most of you may be familiar with RX6, which is a great mouse declicker, denoising plugin. Ozone is a really great processing tool for setting your recording levels in post, for doing basically mastering and leveling. You can set exactly what peak level and exactly what LUFS level you want, which is basically average RMS level. I usually use -20, and it will just automatically figure out the settings and just do it. So if you're new at this and you just want an easy tool that will help you get consistent mastered levels for doing audiobooks and other projects that need that, pretty sweet deal. So all that's right. The latest tech stuff.
Right. Well, the people, let's see what people buy this week. And let's see if they can give us some reports on how it works for them. So that'll be kind of interesting.
And before we go, I'll plug at the end of the show, but I'm going to do it now because I can. I have my own Cyber Monday deals also. So if you just go to georgethetech.com, I'll talk about them at the end of the show, what they are. But go take a look while we're having a commercial break. No, I'm just kidding. Watch the commercials.
Watch the commercials.
Never, never tune away from the commercials, folks. It's very important.
All righty. Well, Matt Dubois is going to be joining us in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to talk about the Voice Casting Hub, which is going to start up on December 1st, and he's going to tell us all about it. It's been an interesting year in voiceover, and it's time for some competitors in that business. And he's going to tell us about his site and a couple other cool things. And we're going to talk about mic technique, and I think we had a tech question sent in, and we're going to cover all that right after all this, so don't go away.
As a voice talent, you have to have a website, but what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
The one voiceover question no one wants to talk about is, what's your booking rate? And the reason is, no one books as much as they want. You audition all the time and your booking rate is never high enough, and you have no clue what to do about it. Well, I've got some great news. On December 4th, VO2GoGo DavidHLawrence.com is going to help you change all of that. David H. Lawrence the 17th is going to offer a free class starting on 12/4 called the VO Booking Blueprint. He'll share with you 8 ways to increase your booking rate and how to do so instantly. There's always the big elephant in the room. It's always the big elephant in the room. How much are you booking? How much money are you making? Is this all worth it? Would you like to raise the bar on that a little bit? Stay tuned. VO2GoGo will have some great training for you on how to up your game with the VO Booking Blueprint. It's coming December 4th, all from VO2GoGo.com. Everything you need to be a successful voice actor.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Voiceover Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
You're still watching VOBS?
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
And we're back on VoiceOver Body Shop. And got to remind people that what George and I do, we're the only two guys in the world who actually do this more than anybody else. And that is help you with your home voiceover studios. And we love doing it. It's fun going into people's houses, sometimes into their closets, and say, wow, that's a really nice sweater and stuff like that. We've done that a number of times. But we help you set up your home studio, or if you've got a problem with your home studio, check us both out. If you want to talk to George, tell them how, George.
Well, I'm right over there at georgethetech.com. You can sign up for a sound check, a mic check. You can get stacks and racks, studio design, gear setup diagrams. It's all right there at georgethetech.com.
Yep. And I can teach you the basics of how to set up a home studio. And you know, we actually do house calls. Have our little black bags and we carry them around and solder things and yank things out and just have a great time with it. You can contact me at dan@danleonard.com or my website, which is homevoiceoverstudio.com. Well, why don't we start off our text portion here talking about this question we got from Eric. And Eric asks, hi, guys. Enjoy the show every week. I have a question for tonight's show. I have an Avalon 737 Pre and would like to use it with all of my 3 studio mics. Obviously not at the same time. Is there some sort of switcher or patch bay that you could recommend that would add... that wouldn't add noise to the chain, like barking? I know I could just unplug the mic lead every time, but that just seems like a hassle. Thanks in advance from Eric. And Tinky has a question too now.
I had an answer to this, and I'll bring it up first, and then we can bring up Jack's answer, which probably is better because the one I was going to recommend, the mic switcher that I like and trust, it's called the Gold Digger, and it's made by Radial Engineering. And it's kind of pricey, but the thing that makes it nice, well, it'll switch up to 4 mics, and it supplies its own phantom power to each mic that needs it, so that when it does switch, there is just a teeny little click you hear at the time that you switch mics. So, no, you shouldn't have to switch mics while you're in a session. But if you did for some reason, if you really are needing to switch mics rapidly, that thing can do it. Problem is, it's kind of expensive. I think it's over $300.
Yep.
So, Jack, I just saw the thing you were talking about for the first time. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So I had the same problem, Eric, and that is I have 2 mics that I need to go back and forth on for different purposes. So a friend of mine in England, this guy named Stefan Ashton Frank. I'm just saying that. So
what if you're watching,
you can feel good. He's actually, it sounds English, right? But he's actually from California. He's just very pretentious. Anyway, he recommended this device from Sound Tools at soundtools.com. It's called the Mic Switcher, surprisingly enough. And it's 3-in-1. I think that's what you're asking for. And what it allows you to do is just take a dial and just go back and forth, A, B, C. All phantom powered. You can use whatever mic you want. It makes things very easy. I don't have to move things out of the way. So I highly recommend it, and it's $100, $99 online. and I think I got it within a week. So it's dead quiet too. Dead quiet, good cables, everything else.
Yeah, I'm, what would make it noisy? It's just a hard connection between all the mics.
Yeah, I sound cool when I say it's dead quiet. That's
oh, okay. Well, that makes a heck of a lot more sense. Well, there you go. See, now I can see the need for something like that if you're switching mics a lot. But who switches mics a lot? I use what I use. I have different mics in different positions and stuff like that. But most of the time, I don't normally have to switch a mic. If you find a mic that's sweet for you, you know, I tend to not think that the mic makes a whole lot of difference. There's no mic out there that's going to help you perform better. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. But
one thing that switcher could be good for is if you only had two mics you wanted to switch, the third position could be just mute. So if you're doing Source Connect sessions and you want to cough or whatever, just flick it to position three and it cuts the mic. That could be a nice little side use of that unit.
Right. Plus, you know, he said he's using an Avalon 737. That's not going to be the same with every mic, and are there adjustments you need to make with each mic? So just switching the mic isn't necessarily going to be the best thing to do there. But everybody has their way of doing things. So
yeah, it could be. I mean, as long as your two mics have a similar output level, like the Sennheiser 416 and a TLM-103 or a U87, they're all calibrated pretty close, so they have almost the same output level. Whereas the Gold Digger has a trim control for every input. So if you have one mic that's a lot hotter, you can trim it back. So when you switch mics, there's no jump in signal or drop in signal. So, you know, again, these are two products doing similar things at very different price points. So your mileage may vary.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for that question. And of course, if you have a question, you'd like to answer it, have us answer it on the show, write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. And that way we can answer that question like we just answered that one. Although we had several answers for it, which is pretty important. But now, usually we'll do DAW-View around now, but I wanted to do a little segment tonight on mic technique, because people are always asking me about mic technique. And let me turn this mic around, speaking of bad mic technique. People are always asking me, or when I set up their studio, and a lot of them will use like a desk stand, and they'll just be like right in front of it and talking right into it. And then I'll show them the proper way to hang a mic, and they're like, well, why would you do it like that? And I'm like, well, how many studios have you been in? The fact of the matter is, anytime you go into a studio, a professional studio, chances are they're setting it up like this upside down for a number of reasons. Now, there's no hard and fast rules on distance, except you don't want to get too close to it. But by placing the mic at about having the diaphragm, which is the round part of the inside of the grill there. If you
have switched to that mic now, Dan, so we're only hearing
from that mic,
the black microphone now, right. The one that's right above you.
Right. And this is the one we made from mic parts. This is actually a sort of a faux U87. So it should really improve my performance. The idea is to try and not, you know, some people might disagree with this, but you want to be able to have the diaphragm at about eye level or at about the bridge of your nose and have your copy down below like that. Because, you know, a lot of people have a problem with plosives. And if you set this mic right properly, you don't even need a pop screen. I can go Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers all day long and nobody's going to hear any plosives in there. Your copy's down here. You have an unobstructed view of your copy. It's picking up your voice essentially at your ear level, which is where everybody hears. And it always surprises me that people think, I got to get really close to the mic. The problem with a good condenser mic is it has, especially one like this, it has rather intense proximity effect. In other words, the closer you get, the lower the emphasis will be on the lower frequencies. So best to be at least, you know, it depends on what booth you're in, which George can talk about a little bit. But you should be 5 to 7, maybe even as far as 10 inches away from the mic. And it should sound like you're having a conversation in the same room with the person. Your thoughts, Mr. Whittem?
Yeah, that's definitely a good starting point. I mean, I like having the mic 2 to 3 inches above the mouth, because then it's out of the pop zone, the dreaded pop zone. Even if you've got pop screens and everything, you can still pop the mic pretty easily if it's right in front of the mouth. So that's a good way to avoid the plosives. It's a good way to keep the mic out of your field of view so you can read the copy. It's a very good place to start. In terms of distance from the mic, that gets complicated, because in a big open room with a lot more cubic footage, I find you can run the mic nice and far away, 8 inches, 10 inches, sometimes 12 inches, and get a great, clean, natural sound. And if you look at some of the videos online of behind the scenes from like a movie sound, an animated feature where you get to see all the actors in the studio, you'll be blown away about how far away they are from the mic sometimes. That's because those rooms are huge and they're acoustically treated beautifully. When you're in a much smaller space, like a closet, a walk-in closet, or a small whisper room or studio bricks, you really have to get a lot closer to the mic to negate the resonance in the room, or those what we call early reflections of sound bouncing off the walls and the ceiling too. So if you can work the mic a little closer, change those guidelines to maybe 4 to 6 inches, you're probably going to be in better shape. Another thing is, if you're in a small booth and you're standing up, and no matter what you do, it still sounds a little mid-range hollow sound, you might want to sit down or like get a leaning stool so you can lower yourself and your microphone. Keeping it away from the ceiling can help some of the issues as well, because the ceiling is another reflective surface. Even if it has acoustic treatment, it still has some reflective property, and that can be part of the issue.
Yeah.
But
it's fascinating, because I was working on someone's booth, and the way we built it, and and I'm a lot taller than the person who I was building it for, and there was a little bit of resonance, but then when I would lower myself farther down, it just totally dried up, and it was suddenly sounding very real and no reflection at all. So that's
that
a very valid point.
Initials WR
might be.
Yeah, it happens. The roof of those booths does have like a layer of some kind of foam material. In fact, you can see one right behind me, this whisper room here in Maxine's studio. The ceiling has a layer of material in it, but it's not very thick and it's not very dense. So if you are too close to the ceiling, it can get a little reflective. And actually, in this studio, you can see the mic right there.
Yep.
And
you can see the lighting. Yeah.
You can see the lighting that's right next to it. Before, I had the lighting right above the mic, and that lighting has a wooden board that mounts all the lights to it. It's wrapped in carpet, but it's still wood. When we shifted the lights just 6-12 inches to, let's see, this direction, it got rid of the hollowness and reflection, and it cleared up the sound immediately. So remember, in these small spaces where there's objects very close to the mic, very little adjustments can make a really big difference.
All righty. Well, those are our tech tips for tonight. Again, if you got a question, send it to us at theguys@vobs.tv, and we'll be happy to answer that question. I think I'll use this mic the rest of the night. I've been wanting to use this for a while. What's that?
Hey, why not? Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Matt Dubois is going to be joining us from Irvine, California in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk about the Voice Casting Hub. And what that's all about and how it affects you and your voiceover business. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Voice Over Body Shop. Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success.
in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the home studio master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the home studio master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Hey, everybody, I'd like to talk a little bit about Source Elements, one of our wonderful sponsors here at VOBS. They've been with us for quite a while, and we appreciate it. And they've got fantastic products for those that need to connect their studios to others around the world, ranging in price from totally free Source Connect Now up to the really high-end Source Connect Pro with APTX, which is what studios that are doing surround sound, multi-track recording and mixes need to be able to do that job. For you guys in voiceover, Source Connect Now might be the tool for you, or Source Connect Standard, which you can sign up for right now on a 15-day free trial and start using right away. You don't have to have a little blue or black iLock USB thingamajig to use it. It works without it now. And give it a try and see what you think. If you like it, you can actually subscribe or you can buy the license outright. Some of you like to buy your software. Other people like to sort of rent or do subscriptions. That's what I like. Either way, you're good to go. Give them a try. Let them know that we sent you. We'd appreciate it. And we'll be right back with Dan in the studio.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that? That is BS about VO. And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby.
And we're back. And of course, before we get to our guest, we need to acknowledge someone right now who's been our floor director for the last year and a half or so. Guy just knows what he's doing. That's why I saw his resume and said, we got to get this guy. And we hired him, and he's been our floor director. Take a shot of yourself there, Andrew. There you are. Wave.
Andrew.
Andrew's moving on to full time with the Late Late Show with James Corden. Yeah, there he is. And we wish him all the best. That means we need to replace him. So if you've got some experience in television production, switching or anything like that, I threw that out into Facebook over the weekend, and hopefully some of you read. If you know somebody that has some experience in floor directing or switching, we really would love to have them here and help us out.
They need to be in the area, the vicinity.
Oh yeah, you got to be in the valley
radius. Of Sherman Oaks, preferably. Yeah, that's very important.
Sherman Oaks, Encino, Studio City, Valley
Santa
Village.
Monica, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe Pacoima. But, I don't know.
That's important. You need to be able to get to the studio. But we'd love to have you. Let us know if you can help us out. Got to have some grace under pressure.
Absolutely.
That's what we need.
All right. Well, let's introduce our guest, Matt Dubois. Is with Voice Casting Hub. It's a new creative provider for voice casting directors, producers, agencies, and voiceover artists. The company achieves unrivaled multifunctionality combined with efficient, intuitive operations for all voiceover requirements. Voice Casting Hub was created after a meticulous and extensive consultation process with the industry's best and brightest. The result is a state-of-the-art casting portal that addresses the diverse needs of casting directors, producers, agencies, and voice artists. And the head honcho there and the inventor of this particular site is Matt Dubois, joining us now from Irvine, California. Good evening, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great to have you on our show. And there he is right there.
Thanks for having me.
This is an interesting development. We'll talk a little bit about Casting Hub, but you're a very accomplished entrepreneur. This is not your first foray into stuff like this. We can get into how you got into doing this in voiceover, but give us a little bit of your background. You came out of IT kind of stuff?
Yeah, I went to school to be a stockbroker a little over 20 years ago, and walked into an IT support job and learned some things while I was there. And wrote a piece of software that did wireless network monitoring, and ended up talking to the right people and sold it to a publicly traded company about 20 years ago. And ever since then, I've stayed intact and never looked back.
What type of other projects have you worked on?
I've done a lot of stuff in aerospace and financial services. So I've worked for dental HMOs, did some stuff for Boeing and other government sub-defense contractors, some hedge fund companies, doing some high-frequency trading applications. Current company mainly is Cloud9 Hosting. And we do web hosting, email hosting, QuickBooks, all sorts of hosting, mostly focused on those regulated industries like aerospace, healthcare, financial services, all the stuff that people want to hack. That's what we do.
So yeah. You help them not get hacked.
That's the goal. Yeah.
The goal.
That's why they come to us.
Yeah. I mean, hacking, I mean, that must be very concerning to you. I mean, because we're seeing just unbelievable stuff. I mean, if someone can hack into, the credit reporting agencies and all these credit card stuffs, how do you stop that? I mean, you don't have to tell us the secrets, but what's the strategy for stopping that?
Yeah, definitely can't tell you the secrets, then we'd be out of business. Yeah. But there's a lot that goes into it. We have a threat map here in our network operations center. If you come here, there's TVs everywhere. And we're monitoring everything that's going on. We have a lot of intelligent computer systems and firewalls that really do a lot of the work for us. But there's still a lot that goes into keeping that secure. It's it's a lot of work to be able to help everybody sleep well at night. Really? And it's a crazy world. Once you really get to see what's happening out there, you only hear a little bit about it on the news. But what we see going on is definitely enough to make a lot of people lose some sleep over.
Yeah. You watch Mr. Robot at all?
No, I've seen it. I've seen a few episodes. I don't watch too much TV, but those hacking shows are a little tough for me to watch because I'm such an engineer. I'm so analytical that
pick it apart immediately.
Yeah, I'm critiquing it. I can't escape and just live in the moment with the show. So.
Right. Now, one other interesting thing about your life is you're also, like me, you're a cancer survivor, but your story is rather particularly interesting because they didn't give you much of a chance, but here you are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. I was diagnosed with the stage 4 M1C. I have a nice scar that goes across my neck here. There it is. You see it? Yeah, I was diagnosed. I had a little bump in my neck, and I started passing out. And I said, I was reluctant to go to the doctor at first, but finally was coerced into going. They did a biopsy and and then said, you need to go into surgery right away. They did a few scans, this and that. And turns out that, I had 7 tumors in my head and neck area. Mm. So C1, C2 vertebrae, each side of my shoulders, all around my neck.
Wow.
I ended up doing, I knocked out my bucket list before I started any surgeries, which was against the doctor's orders, but wanted to get that done considering the odds were about 10 to 15% survival for that diagnosis. So took 6 months off of work and traveled and did a bunch of fun stuff. And then did 12 surgeries and 2 rounds of chemo.
Yep. And here you are today. How is
hanging
that
in there?
Yeah. Yeah. How has that changed your perspective on life?
I don't like to waste, time. I think I was always appreciated life before, but, it definitely, when you look at facing death, it does give you a new perspective on life and you really appreciate people, I think, and the time that you get to spend with them and what you do in that time and certain things do, the importance of things change, not just, one of the missions with Cloud9 and with Voice Casting Hub, it's not all about making money. It's about doing good. And I believe that you can do a lot of good and make money at the same time. There's no reason that those have to be separate.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive. No question about it. Well, this has been a tumultuous year in the voiceover business.
I've heard.
I figured you had, or you wouldn't be doing this. you know, we had the buyout of Voice Bank, and you know, I saw that and said, well, this has got to be a great opportunity for someone to create some competition to Voice Bank and some of the voice casting sites, and obviously you were one of them. How did you come into seeing the voiceover industry as something that you would want to tackle?
The well, my girlfriend for a few years is she's a voiceover actress. We live together, so that means I have a voiceover studio in the house, and so I got a little bit of a peek into that world. Not much, but you know, every night at dinner over a glass of wine, we talk about each other's day. And one day in August, she's telling me she had a few emails from her agents that were talking about some big changes, and there was a sounded there's a little fear or confusion or anxiety about what was going on, and started digging around, asking a couple of questions, and it sounded like there was a tech issue that was facing the industry. And I asked her, hey, well, you know what I do, right? besides Cloud9, I'm invested in about six other startups that are all software, cloud software related, CRM, those type of deals. And so I was like, why don't you introduce me to a few agents? And let me see, you know, see if I can help. And, that's what she did. And nobody answered my emails. It took about 2 weeks before somebody actually returned an email. I think tech guy company, those were all kind of bad words at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it, man. Because I've approached studios or agents about tuning up their studios and booths, and you usually get crickets. It's pretty typical response.
It's funny though, after it was about a month and a half after one agent had answered an email and actually wrote back, and we started talking. And then her name was Stacy. She's in Both Ears in Oregon.
Oh, we know Stacy.
Yeah, she's cool. So she was the first one to take interest. And then she started talking to some other agents, and she kind of vouched for me, said, you know, he's not as bad as, you know, as
well, that helps.
He's not as mean as he looks. And some people started returning some more emails, and she did some introductions. And then we started building it. And, you know, it's funny, about a month and a half in, all the agents that didn't want to answer the emails initially were enthusiastic and wanted to be more involved and be a part of it. So it was a fun to see the transition and the whole process.
Yeah. Well, I heard the rumors that something was in the works from a lot of these people. So, but they didn't tell me what it was, but we heard those rumors, and we're glad to see that, you know, that somebody was taking this on. Tell us a little bit about how the site works and who it's really for.
So it's for the voiceover industry as a whole. I think when I didn't realize how far behind technology was in the industry, if I can just be frank here. The site that everybody was using for casting and some of the software that was out there hadn't been updated in many years. And I wasn't really surprised that, you know, a big tech company came in and was disrupting the industry, not with the state that it was in. So I decided to talk to a few people, and I had some questions. I was like, there's gotta be a better way to do this. There's an opportunity here, and I had to figure out what it was and the best way to approach it. And I think the opportunity wasn't to just create a replacement. And I think there's a couple of people that are doing that. But what I wanted to do here and how I approach everything was I wanted to create the future. There was a lot of room to, you know, I think there was about 15 years of technology that we can catch up on, and voiceover, this industry, we can actually push ahead and be, you know, be at the forefront of technology. And that was my approach to this. So talked to a bunch of agents and said, hey, what do we have to do? What would I have to do if I created this for you? What would make you switch? And they all said, we'll go where the producers go, we'll go where the jobs are. So that was pretty easy. I asked, so I said, can you introduce me to some producers? I'd like to talk to them, which was a novel idea, I found out, because nobody else had decided to talk to the producers in this whole, out of everything that's going on.
A novel idea. Yeah. Nothing like asking what people actually need.
Especially the client. These are the people that are buying, right? These are the people that are paying the money.
Yeah.
So I got on the phone with about 100 producers and asked them a few questions, and they were, I learned a lot.
I'm sure.
They're much further ahead in technology than the talent agent side. So these ad agencies, producers, they're using Salesforce and other cloud CRM and software. So they're a lot more technologically advanced. I asked them, you know, what is it that will make you switch? And they said, well, we're going to go where the talent goes. So this was interesting. I had the agents say they're going to go where the producers go. Producers are saying they're going to go where the talent goes. So we had this chicken before the egg thing. How do we get this to happen? So we came up with a little strategy. Maybe talk a little about that in a minute. But I asked them, you know, what do you like with the current setup you have now, and what don't you like? Without getting too much into the private conversations, there was a lot that they wanted, and that they, you know, because somebody finally asked them, that was the big thing I learned. There's like, hey, wow, you're asking. There's, you know, we have a ton of feedback if somebody's willing to listen. So that was it. I created a few sample interfaces, sent them to these producers that spent the time to talk with me. I said, if I made this for you, would you give it a shot? And they were overwhelmingly said yes. So I went back to the agents and said, I have these 100 top producers that said they would sign on, and showed them an interface. And then that's kind of how we got the ball rolling. And then just kind of playing everybody back and forth, telling the agents, here's the producers that signed up, telling the producers, here's the agents that signed up, and just getting this momentum that finally going and happening. And that's, it's exciting. Now it's almost overwhelming. We're a few days away, and we're full speed in that momentum. And we have 3 people helping onboard all these agents. And as I'm looking at my email, I've probably got 40 emails since we've been online here.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Matt Dubois with the Voice Casting Hub. And we're talking about this new platform that he's creating, the Voice Casting Hub. And if you've got a question for him, put it in the chat room. And Jack Daniel, our social media director, will relay that question to us, and we will ask it of Mr. Dubois. So how does this particular site work? What's the functionality that you're putting in that's different from, say, what VoiceBank was, or some other P2P casting sites?
Cool. Yeah, well, we're definitely not P2P. This is something that will always be free for talent. I'll say all talent can register, but only talent that's rep by an agent will be able to book jobs. So the benefit for talent that's not repped is that they can be in front of agents, and they can build their profile in hopes to get discovered or work with agents who are looking to cast a specific role. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing different is we didn't build just a casting site. That's where we're talking about. I don't want to build a replacement. I want to build the future. And what we did here was we built a CRM, a customer relationship management software specific for the voiceover industry. There was a lot of, everybody was doing everything different. There's a lot of Excel spreadsheets and this software and that software and lots of BCCs and emails. It was just chaos, and there wasn't a lot going on that can to help track everything that was happening, and the communication chain seemed broken. So with the experience I had with developing CRMs for other industries, that's what we did. We started putting together some what we call a voice casting suite. So right now what the deal is producers can go and post a job similar to what they've done before. The talent agents, they get an email. They're able to log in, click that link, see the project overview, the casting specs. Then there's a nice little tab that says invite. A pre-filled email template with all the casting specs are there. And they're able to see all their talent, below that, check a couple boxes and click send. And it updates all their talent that they have an audition to, or all the talent that they selected, get a custom email with all the audition info. So there's no cutting and pasting, BCCing, sending a bunch of individual emails, or, you know, it's all the emails are tracked through the system. Hmm. Talent gets a nice email with, here's all the project specs. There's a link right at the bottom. It says, click here to upload your demo, talent, or upload your audition. Talent records, clicks the link, drag and drop, submit. That's it. The agent is alerted when the talent has uploaded an audition. They're able to review it and submit it directly to the producer. So no handling, no WeTransfer, no Google Drive, Dropbox, email attachments. We handle everything all within our ecosystem. And it's eliminated. That was a big thing, that all the way to the producer level. The producers now are able to review all these auditions on an iPad in Starbucks if they'd like, and from a web interface from any device, listen, eliminate talent that's not a good fit, put some notes next to it, and share that link with others in the company. So, you know, they're not having to rename and handle 200 MP3 files on one computer and package them up and zip them up.
Right.
It was, the work that the producers were doing was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it stifles me to realize that, you know, that there was such a disparity in technology, and I think a lot of people in the voice acting community who are voice actors really don't understand that process that the producers go through in their interactions with the agents, and, you know, and then again, a lot of them don't understand their interactions with their own agents. So it's makes it kind of tough. So you've created a very tight platform that follows a nice algorithm that works both in both directions.
Yeah. So we also have an interface for the talent. So the talent's able to log in. They're able to set up their profile, upload new demos. They're able to see all the projects that they've been invited to, and check the status of those. So that's something that they didn't have before. So they can, you know, they can check their status and have their own calendar. If they have multiple agents, they can see what's going on with all their agents. So yeah, there's it's all continuous throughout the whole site. It makes it really, should save a time for everybody, from the producers to the agents to the talent, streamlining the whole process and making everybody's life easier and saving a lot of disk space too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's pretty important as well. What's your goal for this particular site, for this platform? I mean, it sounds like it's pretty comprehensive, but what specifically are you really looking to do here?
Score some points with my girlfriend. That's
I think you probably achieved that already.
There's two things, like I was saying earlier. If you look at the Cloud9, we're called the Entrepreneurs Cloud. We do we provide free hosting for startups at colleges. We just sponsored Startup Weekend. We do that globally. It's the same thing. I like to, there's an opportunity to, as a businessman, make money and do some good. I think with this software, we can help enable all agents and talent to make more money, and producers to be able to book more efficiently. And we have we have a great community then where everybody's happy and we're all making money together. And that's kind of the name of the game, right?
Oh, well, that's the name of the game. That's what we're all aiming for. Now, you announced today that you've created an advisory board for your company. Who's on there and why are they there? And what are you hoping to achieve with them?
So picked 13 agents from really across the world, but mostly in North America. And what we did was we picked a sampling from every type of agency possible. So we have large agencies in LA, large agency in New York, boutique in LA, boutique in New York. We have the Midwest, Texas, Canada. We have all sorts of different agencies from all over the place. And the idea was I wanted to get a good sampling of just the whole market there for agents, because this platform is for all agents and for the industry, not just for the big agencies in LA or New York. This is for everybody. So this advisory board. We're going to meet via Zoom conference twice a year and review up to the last features up to that point, and then discuss what features we're going to put out in the next two quarters. So they're going to have a lot of say. These agents are going to have a lot of say in whether we're actually really going to decide. We're going to put it up for a vote and what the new features that will be coming out in the upcoming versions. So this is not something what you get on 12.1 isn't it. That's not going to say, here you go, have fun for the next 15 years. we'll talk then. It's 12.1 is the birth. So, okay. We have a WordPress integration coming out in January for agents that they can have, if they have a WordPress site, they'll be able to have all their talent displayed on their site. A mobile app coming out in February, and quite a bit of other features as far as the accounting and booking go in around June or July. But we have a roadmap all the way through 2018 for the software.
Wow. It sounds like a pretty comprehensive project and something that's long overdue.
How will people be trained to use it? Are you going to do webinars? You're going to do a tutorial online? You're going to have chat support? How are you going to support it?
Yeah. So we have, there's two things. That's a good question, actually. We're doing live demos and webinars now, but my whole goal when we do software is if you have to train people too much to use it, then you didn't design your software well. So I really think when people log in, it's the initial login, it's wizard driven. So it walks you through everything you need to do. And the user interface is so friendly and so intuitive that I don't think that, that people are going to need a lot of training on this. But that being said, we have phone support. There's local LA and New York numbers that they could call. There's live chat support on the site. Then they can shadow you and walk you through whatever you need to do.
My favorite support.
Yeah. So however you want support, you can get it. That's chat, email, phone, what you name it. We have it. And we have a whole team here. So
outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our guest right now is Matt Dubois here on VoiceOver Body Shop. You got a question for him? Again, throw it in the chat room for Jack Daniel to throw to us, and we'll ask him some of those questions right after these very, very important announcements. So don't go away.
Style. Power.
You're watching the home of the NFL.
The all-new iPhone.
Reserve your Disney World season pass now.
Through all the runny noses, 3 a.m. coughs.
An all-new American Crime Story, tonight on FX.
This week only, it's Pasta Fest at Olive Garden.
Heart rate? Prime. Blood pressure? Perfect.
I grew up with the classics, and now with StubHub, I can get authentic tickets to the best shows.
The all-new Chevy Cruze from $16,995.
Be inspired, then get the beauty that's uniquely yours at Sephora.
This week at Home Depot, it's our Garden Fest sale with up to 30% off all garden tools, sod, and seeds.
Hi, it's J. Michael Collins, and these are just a few examples of the first-class demos my team and I are producing. If you'd like to have something similar, visit jmcvoiceover.com and click on the Demo Production tab to find out more.
You know, Harlan Hogan and VoiceOver Essentials wants me to tell you that, yeah, Black Friday's over, but Cyber Monday gives you one last day to save. Yes, we have continued their Black Friday weekend sale into Cyber Monday, giving you one last chance to save up to $100 on most of their products. This includes their world-renowned Portabooths, which are on sale only once a year. But this absolutely, positively is the last day and your last chance to save this big. Here are the details. It's simple. The more you buy, the more you save. Buy at least $100, get $25 off. Buy at least $200, get $50 off. Buy at least $500, get $75 off. Buy at least $700 and get $100 off. Discounts will appear in your cart and at checkout. All their products are available for Black Friday savings on our homepage. No promo code is needed. That lasts today, Cyber Monday only. And of course, I talked to Harlan. It will go until 2 a.m, so it'll be until the end of 11:27 here Pacific time, or 2 o'clock in the morning for him in Chicago. The exclusions. Our super bundle deals are already discounted above and beyond Black Friday pricing and are not included in the sale. Our other recommended products are sold through Amazon.com and are not included. Only one discounted order per customer. Discounts only available on voiceoveressentials.com. Save now. Our products are available. Black Friday savings are available on their homepage. So go over to their homepage, and anything that's in their Black Friday sales is up for grabs. Thanks, Harlan, for sponsoring us for since 2011, since day one. We'll be right back with Matt Dubois right after this.
VOBS.
You're listening to VOBS.
Yep, this is VOBS. Proven anybody can have a show these days.
And we're back with Matt Dubois talking about the Voice Casting Hub, which is a casting platform that he has created that's rather all-inclusive. And Matt, welcome back. Can you demonstrate a little bit and show us a little bit what this is going to look like?
Sure. Give me just one moment.
Okay, we're going to do a screen share here, and you can see exactly what this thing does.
So what I will do here is I can pull up the – there we go. I'm going to pull up the I'm going to pull up the agent interface. That's probably okay. The
stuff we never see is voice talent.
The stuff you – Let me know when you have it there.
Okay.
We didn't test this beforehand. We're putting him entirely on the spot right now.
Yeah. So. But he's a tech guy. He knows what he's doing.
Says you cannot screen share while other participant is sharing.
Okay.
I'm screen sharing on my end, showing the show back to you. So I'll turn that off for a minute. And you know what? I beg your pardon. If I do that, it's going to break something else.
It's going to break something else.
Just... you're going to tell us where to go check out and sign up for a free demo.
If we can get the link, and sure. is there a link that we can get and show it?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So right up there, schedule a demo. Go there. We're going to put, I think we're doing 3 a day now, but for the show, we'll add in another 5 tomorrow. So we'll do them every hour on the hour. We'll mix it in agent, talent, and producer demos.
Nice.
Right now we're doing a major producer outreach campaign. So we're doing a lot of producer demos. I think we have about 90% of agencies on board as it is. So we have fewer agent demos. So that's kind of where we're at, but I'll put some more on there just for the response for the show. Definitely.
All righty. Okay, great. Well, you're ready to answer some questions from our vast audience all across the fruited plain. We'll start off with Jack Daniel, who can ask his own questions since he's so close.
Golly. Hey, Matt.
Hey,
your site is beautiful, by the way. It looks fantastic. I just love what you're showing us.
Thanks.
This is more of a suck-up question. Now, you're combining this great tech skill set with aggressive entrepreneurialism. So how much of your success do you think with the new platform is due to you reaching out to and engaging agents and producers versus the coding and site building side of your skills?
So I'm definitely stubborn and don't know how to take no for an answer.
Nice.
So I think that's part with the cancer survival and the entrepreneurial spirit. I think that's all kind of all together. So, not giving up and continuing to harass these agents till somebody would answer me, I think plays a big part. And when somebody finally listened, me and my team here, we're pretty good at what we do. We've been doing it with this company for 10 years, and as a whole, I've been doing it for 20. So, we have it locked down pretty well.
Bravo, man!
All righty, George, you get the first question from our audience.
All right, this one comes in from J.V. Martin, who, by the way, Matt, was our guest on last week's show.
He was great.
In a sentence or two, what would you say to a voice actor to make him or her really get what you're doing? maybe he's not quite getting it. What would you say to and what would you say to an agent? So let's start with, you know, the elevator pitch to the voice actor.
What are we doing for the voice actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess what would be like an elevator pitch to the voice actor who's considering using the service?
So what we're doing is we're fighting for fair rates for voice actors. It's really, I mean, that's the real goal here is preserving this, the agent representation in this business model is what we're all about, because that's really, in the bigger picture here, that's what's being threatened. It's because of agents that the talent is able to get fair wages and be able to do this as a full-time job. Without them, we're facing a future where voiceover is commoditized, and that's just not a good future. I'm a technologist. This is what I would say. I'm a technologist. I love technology. Obviously it's what I do, but I also am a lover of the arts, and these things are separate. These are not mutually exclusive as well. This is to do what somebody's trying to do to this industry and commoditize voiceover and do this race to zero with the rates is just an injustice to talent everywhere. Technology has a place. Yeah. It has a place. I think in voiceover, but it shouldn't be there to replace as much of it as some people are trying to do.
So how about to the agent? I guess, the point is you're trying to protect rates for voice talent, which obviously protects the income of the agent.
Yeah.
What, anything else that you would say special to an agent?
We're an agent centric model software. So what we're doing here is really trying to push the future for agents and streamline their operations. There's not a lot out there. There's not a lot of tools out there that were made for the industry. And those that were 15 years old. So, we're here to help. And, anybody who's reached out to me will let you know that I answer my emails, I return calls, and I'm pretty available to talk about any concerns they have or questions they have. If it's not me, it's one of the staff here. And what we're doing is to help you guys.
We could use the help. If you've been watching, obviously you've been paying attention this year, and that's really cool that you understand the commoditization of voice talent these days. It's been a rough year, but we've been fighting back, and obviously that's encouraged you to get in the game, and I think that's going to really help things out a whole lot. We got a question from Fred North, who actually has joined us here in the studio once. He says, I'm only repped by Heyman Talent, which is regional. I do the rest on my own. Is there a list of accepted agencies?
I think they're on the list. I'd have to there's a different computer I could take a look at, but if he can, he can send me an email at matt@voicecastinghub.com and I'll take a look at it and reply to him personally tonight and see where they're at. If not, if Heyman's not on board,
you'll get him on board.
I'll call him tomorrow. I'll say, Fred told me.
That's the kind of stuff they like to hear. What, more opportunity to get work? Why would we want to do that? George, you have a question.
I got the million-dollar question, which is, who's putting up the money? No, actually, how's the service monetized? So, who's paying to access the service?
So, I'm putting up the money. I'm a angel investor in software companies, I have 12 full-time developers here. So that's what we do. Actually, this business model fits in well with we have accounting software in the cloud, CRM, a high school sports fundraising app. So we manage all those out of our office here. And besides just the cloud hosting, because it's all cloud-based software, just depends on the industry. So most, just with a little bit of training that's industry specific, this kind of fits right into the fold very easily. How are we going to monetize it? That's going to be, we're a few months away from doing that. But what we're going to do is charge the agents $129 a month. And then producers, we're going to charge them $175 per project, but that's going to be on a sliding scale. So the more projects they post, the lower those rates will be. But December, January, February, we're giving it away for free for the agents and the producers. So nobody's paying. We're not even taking credit cards. We're going to onboard. We're onboarding all the talent agents, all their talent actor profiles. We're completely setting them up, not asking for any credit cards. We want to make sure we're providing value first and people are making money with us before we even ask for a credit card. But last week of February, you will get an email from me saying, hey, it's not going to be free forever, but we want to make sure that everybody gets their hands on it first.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you got a great rundown of people already interested in it. Tracy Rawls asks, so if we're representative or if we are represented, we can sign up for the hub?
If you're represented, your agent signs you up. Yeah. So what we're doing right now is we're onboarding all the represented talent from the agents who have who've signed up. So they're sending us their talent list, and we're loading them in the system and building out their agent profile, their agency profile with all the talent profiles.
Hmm. All right. Jack, you got your question again. Okay. All right.
Just pretend you're me.
Okay. Well, I'll try. Jack asks, can we as talent help with this project? And has VDC, Voldemort, threatened or cajoled you since the buzz began?
For talent, I think we're good. You know, we're ready at this point. We're ready to launch. But as you know, after we launch, again, the email and the chat and our phone lines are open. If you have any input on how we can make it better for you, we absolutely would love to hear it. Has somebody from another company called me? I'm not really concerned that he could do his own thing. We like to focus on what we're doing. We're lured up here pretty big as far as size goes. We're all right. And, I can't say anything about his business skills. He's obviously done really well. And, he just has a different approach to the industry and what he wants, what he sees for the future. And, I just have a little different view on how I think it should go. And, he's doing his thing. We're going to do our thing, and we're building a community here and just kind of elevating the game, elevating the industry.
Very diplomatically handled, I would say.
And I like the elevating thing.
Jack, Catherine has a question. George.
Agents will get to their talent December 1st or just after? Is what Catherine asked.
So we started onboarding November 15th. So we have the talent agents in a queue. There's three people onboarding here, and depends on where they're at in that queue. Some talent agents haven't sent us all their talent info yet. So it really depends on how fast your agent gets the info to us and where they are at the queue, but we're processing. It's taken 24 to 72 hours to onboard an agency with up to like 400 talent. So we're cranking away here pretty good. Besides the three onboarding specialists at the front end, we have four on the back end that are actually doing all the data import into the database. So there's really a team of seven working every day to get all the data loaded into the system.
Cool. All right. So, all right. If somebody wants to get involved, or if somebody wants to sign up, where do they go? Obviously to the voice.castinghub.com. And what do they need to do?
Right now, we just have a form on there for Git updates. If you put your name on that form, that's all you need for now. After 12.1, emails with account activation links are going to go out. If you're a talent and your agent has sent the information over, you'll notice that your profile is preloaded and ready to go. If not, you will you'll have the opportunity then, or if you're an unrep talent, you'll have the opportunity then to build out your profile and get it ready for agents and representation. But 12-1, that which is a Friday, but 12-1 and that following that weekend and that Monday, expect to see emails with the information on the next steps there.
All right. Well, Matt Dubois, thank you so much for doing this. And we appreciate, like I said, competition is good.
And it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And finding a better, you know, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. And obviously it's great to see that you took the technology that was existing in so many other areas and high-tech business and apply it to our industry, which was sorely needing it. And I wish you the greatest success with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm loving this whole experience and getting to know this community. So, yeah, I look forward to working with everybody here for a long time to come. And thank you for, you know, allowing me to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, look forward to meeting you in the flesh one of these days, since we're not too far apart. But no, we appreciate
Thanks,
you. Yeah, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All righty. Matt Dubois, go over to voicecasting.hub.com and check it out. All right. Well, George and I will be back in just a couple of minutes and we'll wrap things up. If you got any other tech questions, throw them our way. We'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Do not go away just yet.
Place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. Voiceover Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
Hey, you working pros, are you ready for a pro workout that really makes you bring it? Do you want to connect with some of the highest caliber decision makers in all the voiceover genres? Do you always wonder what happens after you send in that killer audition? Let's talk about the VO Dojo Pro Fight Club. This Pull No Punches workout brings top-notch working pros from all over together for a friendly face-off in front of top decision makers in commercials, animation, narration, promo, and video games. It's designed to turn the audition process transparent and open up every step of the process from being heard to being hired. It's time to get out of your closet and get connected with each other and the people who can hire us. The VO Dojo offers two Pro Fight Clubs a month, one live in LA and one virtual from wherever you are. Coming up next, Fight Club is virtual with superstar New York casting director Lisa Fischoff from Broadcasters. Then join animation producer Rita Street, founder of Women in Animation, which I just joined, who will be exploring Adult Swim style scripts, who also specializes in the Spanish speaking market. Players must have a demo, be repped, and be booking. Everyone is welcome to audit virtual Fight Club. Visit the website to learn more and grab your spot. www.thevodojo.com.
Yep, this is
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
And we're back for a little bit anyway. Well, that was fascinating to hear that somebody is working on something that is going to really benefit our industry and sounds like it's going to be somewhat user-friendly. So we thank Matt Dubois for joining us and telling us all about that.
Do you think there's any way that SAG-AFTRA is in any way affected or plays into this whole thing? Or they just seem like, it seems like they're totally unrelated.
Is
that what you would get?
Probably. I mean, this is clearly, these are a lot of independent agents that he's working with. But sounds like some of the big agencies too. So this is going to be a great site for them to all go to and go away from the other one. So we'll see what happens. That's kind of interesting. Next week on this show, we're not sure who's going to be on. I have a good idea who's going to be on, but we'll find out.
Next week, you're going to be in Maui.
Well, that's why we're not doing a show next week. That's right. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be way out of town. The lovely Mrs. Leonard and I are celebrating our 23rd anniversary, and somebody offered us tickets for Hamilton for $500. And I said, hey, for $500, we could go to Hawaii. So we're going to Hawaii.
Nice.
So we'll be gone next week. So, but we do have a couple of shows in December on the 11th and the 18th. And I know we're going to have some great guests for that. Also have a great idea. We should probably do not a demo demolition derby, a demo derby, but maybe listen to people's demos and see what they sound like and get a little bit of, a little bit of critiquing on that. See if their audio is ready for demo production.
How would people send those in?
Yeah, well, how would they send them in? To the guys at VOBS.tv. Pretty simple.
That's right.
All right.
Put listen to my demo or something in the subject.
Exactly.
We know what you'd like us to do.
Right. And we'll have a couple of guests on who can help us sort through them and say what makes a good demo, what doesn't make a good demo, or is this something that's going to work for you? So maybe we'll try that. But I know we're going to probably have a guest. What's that?
We promise we will not make it a contest where there's a winner.
It will not be like the demo demolition derby we did a couple of years ago, which was fun, but we should do that again. Let's see here. We need to thank our donors of the week, which are voluminous. Who do we have as donors of the week?
The latest crop of donations that came in over the last week since the last show. We just got one fresh off the press from Maria Mackis. Thank you, Maria. Scrolling down the list here. Eric Aragoni. Thank you so much, sir. Kind sir. Scrolling. Diana Birdsall. She's one of our subscribers. She never misses a month, which is wonderful. Patty Gibbons, another one of our sustaining donation members. Scrolling, my dad. I just
thanks,
talked
George.
To him. I just talked to him yesterday, and he joked. He was like, I gotta figure out how to cancel that thing.
No, you don't.
Then he was like, no, I'm just kidding. He's like, I love helping you guys support the show. Brian Page, sustaining donation. Thank you, sir. And a Fellows, another sustaining donation. You don't have to, do a monthly donation. You can just do a one-time thing. Sometimes there'll be a guest on where somebody is particularly happy with what the guest had to say, found it helpful, and they'll just make a one-time donation. Shelley Avellino and a few others prefer to just have it to be a small monthly dollar amount. But you can do all that right here on our website, and we really appreciate the little bit of extra help we get from it.
Yep. It helps us, it helps us hire a new guy to run our board. Again,
that's right.
Again, if you're interested in that, write to us. We need to hear from you. Also, the opening tonight was provided by Doug Turkel, and we promise when I get back from Hawaii, we're going to create a new opening for the show. It's probably for our January 1st presentation, which will be, we're going to have a New Year's Day party here at the VoiceOver Body Shop. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see here. I realized this afternoon. You haven't done a new commercial for yourself. So here's your chance to talk about your Black Friday specials or your Cyber Monday specials.
Yeah, I've been slipping them in though all throughout the show. So this will be my last chance to tell everybody to go over to georgethetech.com. I've made my Black Friday special page my homepage So all you have to do is go to georgethetech.com. It's going to take you right there to the deals that I have right now. It ain't fancy, but it's all right there. Stacks and racks for Adobe Audition and Twisted Wave are $42 each. That's 44% off. Audiobook mastering setup, where I take your audio for an audiobook and teach you how to master it to be at the specs for ACX. That's now $142 each. Those can be a really big saving, because some of the softwares, I charge up to $300 for that service. So that's for any DAW that I have listed. Mic checks, $42. So basically, if you snatched up a bunch of new mics on Black Friday sale deals, or you want to demo some mics and you got four or five you wanted to compare, send them in and I'll listen to them and sort of rank them and tell you what I think is good about each microphone and which ones you should send back. And lastly, my equipment setup diagram service. If you bought a bunch of new gear and you have no clue how to get it all patched in, where to set the knobs and the buttons and switches, I'll send you a detailed diagram, very neatly labeled, so you can follow along and get everything set in your mixer and in your software to get it all working painlessly. So go check it out. Just a few more hours.
Yeah. And I'm going to be teaching a few classes over the next couple of months. I think in January and February, I'm going to be teaching a couple of classes with a couple of prominent coaches in town. So stay tuned for that as well. The show logs, you know, you can access the show logs by simply going up top here, right above our heads in our website, where it says show logs, and click on that. And also, when we post the show on YouTube tomorrow or tonight, hopefully, Jack DeGolia, who's still sitting out there in the desert, taking down every word we say, will give you a good rundown of what was talked about and the time code. So you can, if there's something specific you want to hear or missed during the show, you can watch that, go right, fast forward it. You have to still watch the commercials, but you have to fast forward and you can see exactly what was said.
Yeah, by the way, the show logs, somebody did ask in the survey, which we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
How do you search the show logs, right? Because the show logs, Jack is awesome. He posts them in the VO, the YouTube comment section. He posts them on Facebook. But if you want to really search through those very in one place, so you can search every show log, you have to do that from Google directly. So if you click on the show logs link on the website, it takes you to the whole show logs folder on Google. And from there, you should be able to search through all of the show logs. Now, I believe, I'm checking it right now, but I believe you do have to be signed into your Google account to be able to do that. So if you're not signed into Google, it doesn't show you a search window.
Oh.
So let me know, folks out there who have tried this, if they've been successful at searching the show logs. But if I'm signed in, I can search them from my Google account. And a Google account is free. So anybody can start searching and get the information they need from there.
Cool. All righty. Let's see here. The podcast, you can get our podcast. A lot of people listen to our podcast, don't they? You can get it on Stitcher Radio or what are some of the other, but you can get it on iTunes and...
iTunes. I mean, any device that has podcast playing has the ability to get our show at this point. And if for some reason yours doesn't, send us an email. Let us know. We want to make sure we're on every platform out there. But and if you like to watch shows live, if you've been listening for quite a while now on the podcast, tune in 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 Eastern time and watch us at vobs.tv, where you can be in our lively and sometimes silly and sometimes helpful chat room.
It's a party every week, you know.
Kind of is.
You know,
it's a show and a show.
It absolutely is. Also, you were just mentioning the survey. Please take our survey. Go to our website. Actually, it's right up there too, isn't it? You click on survey and take our survey. We got a couple of questions for you. What is it you want to see on the show? And what do you like? What don't you like? That sort of stuff. We want to know so we can make this show better for you in 2018. We'll have DAWview 2018 in 2018. So we're going to have all sorts of cool stuff coming up next year. But we need your input to help us do that. We want you to see what you want to see. Also, you want to be in our studio? All you got to do is write to us. If you can give us a specific date when you can be here, Let us know it at theguys@vobs.tv. And we'll be happy to say, hey, we're doing a show that night. Come on down if you happen to be in the greater Los Angeles area. All right. Well, we need to thank our sponsors. You go first this time.
I will. And I will find the sponsors at the bottom of the rundown because I somehow managed to sign out of my Google account while I was trying to explain the whole searching thing. And I got kicked out. I can't get back in. Yay, Google. No, here we go. Down at the bottom. Our sponsors of our show include the inevitable Harlan Hogan and his VoiceOver Essentials.
VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VO2GoGo.
The VO Dojo.
J. Michael Collins Demos. And
VoiceActorWebsites.com.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I was in there. I couldn't see it. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the show and bringing all of this great information to the voiceover community. And that's why we're here to help serve you guys, give you the information you need to know to make your voiceover business successful. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll be sitting on a beach next Monday night somewhere. I'll probably be cold, though. We'll be back with another guest and a great show on December 11th. So join us for that. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VOBS. Thanks, Andrew, for all your help. And have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.